Tommy, you were to FC United on Saturday, and as the manager, you'll be hoping for a much better performance than the one from last Saturday.
Better performance, better result. I said it on Saturday. It's the game that you look out for when the fixtures are announced. It's a great venue. It's probably one of the nicest grounds in this league. Great support. And so I think it's an occasion that the lads should go and relish to be a part of, because you know you don't get to play in front of that many people every week. Obviously, we're fortunate because we get large crowds, but there's not many clubs at this level that can pull in a crowd like they can. We'll go there, mid-table clash, and that's all it's going to be. But we want, obviously, a better reaction than what we served up last Saturday.
Yeah, it's mid-table up, but from Darlow's point of view, only 2 defeats in the last 12, which isn't bad going, but obviously you want to get back to winning ways.
Yeah, you know, that's what I alluded to after the game. You know, I was disappointed with the performance. I was gutted that we did it at home in front of our own supporters, but again, you know, I did put that down to rustiness. You know, the lads were really bright on Tuesday night. We're obviously going to train tonight, and we'll be bright again, and we'll take that into Saturday. So hopeful for a big reaction, want a positive result and want a good performance.
You mentioned supporters there from FC United, but Down supporters as well, they've also been very generous, haven't they, in paying for the team bus across to FC United on Saturday.
I've said it time and time again, you know, this group of fans is what pulled me back here. So, you know, nothing they do surprises me at all. You know, I'm so grateful for everything that they do for me and for the football club, from boost the budget to paying for coaches. You know, they literally do not disappoint. You know, they keep finding ways of achieving their goals. Say this, even this non-league challenge, you know, I want to win this so bad for them as supporters, for getting that game on against Chorley. I think it'll be a fitting end to what the work that they served up, and I really, really hope that they win it just for them.
Have you aimed for a league position, finishing league position as a target for the lads?
As high as possible, to be honest with you. We'll go into our last game at Stockport and we want to win it. And, you know, other than the fact if it's mathematically impossible to go up or down a place, it will decide what kind of team we put out on that day. But I said I wanted to finish strong. I want to finish on a high. So the lads, you know, we'll go and approach every game now as we want to win it. We want to finish as high as we can. I think we'll probably look back on previous games and go, what if? I really do genuinely think that. But you know, we've spoken about it now. This is all about building for next season. Let's put ourselves in the best possible place.
You're talking about build up for next season and playing away from home. Quakers are going to Eindhoven in July. I mean, Darlow in Europe, it's got a ring to it, hasn't it?
It has, you know, it's different. It's something that not a lot of non-league clubs do. It's something that not a lot of football league clubs do. So we are very lucky to be in a position where we are taking the lads away. Again, you know, that, given that, you know, there's a massive thank you to the fans for supporting that. EBAC have obviously sponsored it. You know, John Tempest, Dave Johnson have also funded it. So there's a lot of people that we have a lot to thank for. We go there, it's going to be a great few days. A chance to really bond with the fans, and I think it's one that the fans will remember for a long time.
It's not going to be Eindhoven's first team, is it? But it's going to be their second team, who play in the equivalent of the English Championship, one division below their Premiership.
Yeah, you know, this is a team that I'm very familiar with. You know, they've attended my last 3 tournaments that I've put on at Corby and at Nuneaton. Great footballing team, probably the best footballing team I've come across, to be honest with you. They are something else. It's not their first team, but because it's on their training complex and they're in the early stages of their pre-season, you know, don't be surprised to see one or two appear. So, you know, the first team could also be playing the same day on that training ground. So again, it could be a great occasion for the fans to go and meet a few world-class superstars.